you pray with me, please? Loving God, we thank you for your word. Your word that holds in it a kernel of truth that we need to hear. For each of us, it may be a different kernel. But we pray, O God, that you will give us wisdom and insight to hear that which we need to hear. And help us to trust that it is your truth for our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Stephen DeMeglio wrote a book, Before a Ball, They Hit Book, which was quoted in an article last June in the USA Today newspaper. And he writes, have you ever watched professional golfers and been awed by their ability to land a shot from 200 yards away to within inches of the pin? You wonder, how can they judge the distance to the hole with such precision? Do they have an internal GPS system that enables them to guess the distances on the course with uncanny accuracy? Maybe they're Jedi Masters. Not really. What they have is a yardage book. A yardage book is a map of each hole on the course that gives distances from various landmarks from the tee to the green. Decades ago, Arnold Palmer and his caddy began drawing rough yardage charts with little pictures of trees and greens and sand traps and other little things on the various holes of the course that they were playing. Jack Nicklaus, the pro, and was the pro, who really made yardage books popular. Today, along with maps, many golfers will keep what is essentially a personal journal of how they played each hole on the course, what clubs they've used from various distances, what the wind was doing, and so on, and, most important, what happened to their shot. Golfers swear by their yardage books. Zach Johnson, winner of the 2010 Colonial, says, I feel naked without it. It is my golf Bible. Steve Marino says, you see what you did in the past, and you make sure you have the right number and then trust all of it, because the room for error is nil. They study their yardage book, which is really nothing more than a book of their previous experiences on a particular hole. And in studying these previous experiences, it helps them in the present. And that is how I want to describe the Bible today. And our need to study it. And how we have to approach the Bible this way if it's to have any kind of effect on our lives. Now, when I read the Hosea passage, I hear this same kind of approach going on. Kind of a before-after type of thing. Listen again to the response of the people. I hope you caught my vocal inflection. Let us return to the Lord. God has hurt us, but God will be sure to heal us. God has wounded us, but God will bandage our wounds. Won't God? In 2 or 3 days, God will revive us. How many times have we approached God like that? We really don't give it much thought. Kind of like how I play golf. And my score shows it. We take God for granted. Oh, if I just choose the right club and hit, it'll go somewhere close. You see, we have a tendency to treat God like another insurance policy. For when things really go wrong. But like the people in Hosea, we really don't give much thought how we got into that predicament in the first place. When we read the stories of the Old Testament and the New Testament, what we are really reading is the story of our lives. The Bible is a book of case studies. Even, you might say, it's a theological yardage book. It is a book of our previous experiences. But see, it's not only for the ancient Israelites or the people of the early church, it's for us too. We are those people. We make the same mistakes and we have the same glories and joys and misunderstandings that they do. It is a story of our seeking God and the many mistakes we have made along the way. It shows when we've fallen short of the green. Well, when we sliced it way over there and the green's way over here. It shows when we've landed close to the pin. As hard as it is in many ways to realize that, it is also important that we realize that. Because that then is what enables us, gives us the vision that we need to change ourselves, to be transformed. 2 weeks ago, I talked about how God is a God who gives second chances. That's true. But we also have to learn how we need to change, what that second chance needs to lead us to, that our lives might be transformed. In response to the people say, oh, let us go to God. God will heal. God will take away. God will give. In response to that, through Hosea, God says, I want your constant love, not your animal sacrifices. I'd rather have my people know me than give burnt offerings to me. To know God is really more important than what we do here. I would even say that to know God, or that we have to know God in order to truly do what we do here and worship God. Because it's only then that we come to see ourselves in relationship to God. As we come to see ourselves in relationship to God, then God breaks into our lives. And our eyes are open. And we see Christ in our midst, breaking the bread. Maybe another way to think about it is the way Philip Brooks, a 19th century minister, once said, the Bible's like a telescope. If a person looks through their telescope, they see worlds beyond. But if they look at their telescope, they do not see anything but the telescope. The Bible is a thing to be looked through, to see that which is beyond. But most people only look at it, and so they see only the dead letter. Study of the Scriptures enlivens our relationship with God. It allows us to see the God who is within us and who is with us and around us. And to see our relationship to that God. And we see this in the story of our passages from Luke today. The finding of the lost sheep and the finding of the lost coin. While it is the joy of God finding people, it's also a story, those are stories of the joy of people finding God. The joy and peace of knowing God. And we can only do that to the extent that we read and know God through the Bible. and are willing, and this is the important part, it's one thing to read it, but and are willing to see ourselves in it. That's how we find the one who was, who is, and will always be, in spite of who we are, in spite of our human foibles. And to this we can only say, thanks be to God for God's wonderful grace and God's always there, ready to be known by us. Amen.